This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze while Jerusalem remains clear. Haifa experiences pleasant temperatures, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, I swear to continue his path. Lindsey Graham's sister will take his place in the Senate. This comes just 23 minutes ago from Israel Hayom. Also, Trump weighs taking out PKK's nuclear site as U.S. strikes Iran for the third night in a row, according to Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, Trump says U.S. may soon strike PKK's mountain, Iran's secret site near Natanz. Ynet reported this 5 hours ago. Separately, we're going to take out PKK's mountain, Trump says, of Iranian nuclear site. JNS reported this 2 hours ago. And finally, Penn, America president, defending Israel's critics, resigns after a report on threats to Jewish authors. This is from the Forward, 4 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based conflict monitor, reports just minutes ago that the U.S. carried out more airstrikes on Iran, hitting multiple cities. Eyal Yacobi, an economic analyst, posted 10 minutes ago criticizing New York City's financial losses under Zohran Mamdani's policies. From Middle East 24, the latest shows that documents attributed to Yahya Sinwar detail Hamas's planned attacks on October 7, 2023, including strategies to breach Israeli borders and provoke a regional conflict. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. and Iran tensions. The Times of Israel reports that President Trump is considering targeting the PKK's mountain facility in Iran. This follows a series of U.S. airstrikes against Iran, marking the third consecutive night of military action. The situation could escalate further, affecting regional stability. Turning to the Senate changes in the U.S., Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham, will fill his Senate seat following his sudden passing. Israel Hayom noted this transition earlier today. Her appointment could impact legislative dynamics in Washington. Meanwhile, the resignation of PEN America's president highlights growing tensions over free expression. The Forward reported that the decision came after concerns about threats to Jewish and Israeli authors. This resignation could influence the organization's future stance on free speech issues. On the economic front, first, what Netflix didn't want you to know about its Israel operation. Ynet Business revealed that court documents show Netflix's significant lobbying expenses in Israel. Separately, Matrix is expanding its defense activities with a $24 million acquisition of Lower Energy, as reported by CTEC. This move aims to enhance their capabilities in software, cyber, and integration. And finally, nursing workers in Israel have declared a labor dispute. Walla Business reports that about 60,000 workers are affected, with issues surrounding caregiver-to-patient ratios and budget cuts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.